and the Indians, there was about 15 or 20 Indians went to school here, little house right out here. And I guess the department paid, the Indian department paid part of the salary of the teacher. My aunt was the first teacher that ever started here in 1893. She taught the first school.
She went to Bighorn and McAllister?
No, she come to Texas here. While we're talking about that, I've got the steps up that is used on the first school house.
Mr. showed me
1893.
They don't show much wear either.
No, it did for a while, I guess, but we don't use it so much and it's kind of mossing over a little bit.
If someone wants to know if you can fish in your pond, you say, sure, you can fish there. I don't care. I don't care, so you can fish there if...
I'd answer that.
Well, it's pretty vague.
If you want to, I guess. Let fellas fish in the pond, because they're always fishing in mine. This fella's up here yesterday, he's out there for two or three days.
Does he catch much?
Yeah, he's a good fisherman. He goes there lots of times, just like any place you fish, you won't catch any, but sometimes you go and catch a pretty good string.
Would they be biting today, after all this rain?
I doubt it. After rain, the water washes in a lot of feed for them ordinarily. I guess that's the reason they won't bite. They hardly have a bite for a day or two after a big rain.
I saw a man fishing a pond up here on 2, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Long about 7:45, I guess. I saw him make a couple casts. He was using a fly rod or a spinning rod.
He was fishing for bass, I guess, or crappie.
He wasn't hauling them in.
No, and it's lots of days you live like that.
Every day I go out's like that.
Well, that seems to be the way it is with me. I fish with two men down here, and they catch them just right and left. And I'll come in lots of times without very many.
That's the story of my fishing days.
Well, you take a man when he's fishing with a rod or a plug. Plug or fly, if they're able to put the fly where they want it. That's a big secret in fishing.
Yeah.
You know about where the fish should be laying, you know, if you can put your fly right over there on him, you're liable to catch him. But I can't throw that good. I'm not that accurate. You got to be good to be a good fisherman.
Yeah, and you got to be willing to walk over there where you can throw it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not always willing to do that.
You got a lot of walking to do if you fish.
I don't understand this country well enough. Now, if I knew about the snakes and their habits, that I wouldn't mind, but...
Well, you're just liable to run onto a snake anywhere now.
Yeah. Now, the rattlesnakes out in the desert, I understood fairly well. I knew what to expect from them, but here they're different. I don't like those.
I don't like any kind of snake.
I don't like those little water snakes either.
No, I don't. And there isn't but this, I think, that one copperhead, cottonmouth, is the only poison water moccasin is. There's, I don't know how many varieties of snakes. Lots of different kinds.
I don't like them. I've got a little air rifle that I took out to a pond because I fished the other day and caught one. I don't know if it was a cottonmouth or not. Under these water moccasins.